Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything.
Sammy Davis did a great impression. Sammy Davis Jr. Just to keep things modern, you know, and up to date. Sammy Davis Jr., probably the greatest entertainer, did a great Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett from Queens, New York. Joe Piscopo from the great state of New Jersey. And you on AM 970, The Answer. We're here. A lot to get into. 606 on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Joe is here. Al's here. Debbie's here. We have Regina Ajiez going to report in on everything that happened primary-wise in the great state of New Jersey, former chief of staff under Governor Christie and president of Garden State Initiative. Stephen Moore is going to check in. How are we doing on this economy? Is it holding? Is there going to be inflation and then a crash? Mr. Moore will break it down. Tom Homan, the border. Oh, my gosh. You cannot make up what happened with Kamala Harris. She's got criticisms from all sides, you know. And what's going to happen about that? You tell me what will happen. Bill O'Reilly, my friend. He's got these best selling books like Killing the Mob, by the way, you know. And we're going to be talking about a variety of things with Mr. O'Reilly and Michael Goodman from the New York Post, chief political columnist for the New York Post. And we have another hopefully fine show for you today. So I'm looking at the New Jersey primary, and I got to tell you what happened. And great to have you with us. 6:08. It's Wednesday, June 9th. And I'm feeling good about everything because all of the craziness that's coming out, we're seeing how wrong it is and how right you were about, everything. It's so true. Am I right? Wow. It's getting nuts out there. But you leave it to the loonies, you know, the regressive socialists, the loonies. You got yourself a problem. But in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, of course, was uncontested, so he'll be running for governor again. And then Jack Cittarelli won. He got 49% of the votes. Phil Rizzo, this is a good kid. And you know, we appreciate Jack coming on this radio station and buying the time here. And he did, and a lot. And he won big time, almost 50% of the vote Cittarelli got. Now, and Phil Rizzo got 21% of the vote. Phil Rizzo, and again, if you're not in the area, this is a kid that came out of nowhere. That's a pretty good percentage. And Hirsch Singh is a good guy. Hirsch Singh is a nice guy, and he came up with 21.42% of the vote. So Phil Rizzo and Hirsch Singh probably have a future in New Jersey politics. I thought it was good, but Jack Cittarelli won. And I got to tell you what happened. So I wasn't going to vote. Because I've had it with both parties. I think it's a business, it's an industry, politics is, and Republicans and Democrats, they just care about power and control, and you can't even, when I say Democrats, I mean the old-fashioned Democrats, and we put the good old-fashioned Democrats on the show, like Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin's a Democrat. And boy, they're just to vilify him, you know, that regressive socialist agenda, the people that want to take down the country, who hate the country, you know, they want to just get rid of Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, is a Democrat. And it's good that people are Democrats. So the Democrats, but they become everybody got to vote down. You got to vote down party line, and you got to be. Then you'll get appointed to a committee, and it's an industry. How did it turn into an industry when our forefathers started this, and our representatives were farmers, and were people working, and they went part time down to the state capitol to vote? Isn't that the way it should be? Now it is an industry, and even on state politics, municipal politics, everything. So I'm thinking I'm an independent. I ain't going it. This is, look, I'll vote when I have to vote. So I live in a very small town out in West Jersey, and I like it. Now, don't forget, my family comes from Newark and you know, comes from Essex County, and I love Essex County. It's where I was brought up, you know, and the busyness of it all. It's just, and all the ethnicity in Essex County is great. That's where I was brought up, right? So I go out to the country for the schools for when Joey was moving up with me, you know, 20 plus years ago. And I said, let me go check the schools out. And schools in Hunterdon County were really good. So I said, okay, we'll check out Hunterdon County. And it's beautiful out there. And the little town is so beautiful. It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody, right? You see people, you wave. The schools are good. The police are great. It's really a nice little enclave, I'm telling you. And everybody, you want to run out of New York, that's where you want to go. And you get a bang for your buck, you know what I mean? If you buy some land or something like that, it ain't like close to New York where you got to pay a fortune. You get a bang for your buck, you have your freedom and everything. So now, what am I going to do? Because now I said, I got to vote, and I'm going through my crazy, crazy schedule. And I call, listen to me, and this is America in a nutshell. This is it. I call my county clerk. I call the county clerk. You hear what I'm saying? Try doing that in New York. You know, can you imagine? Yeah, hold, please. Try calling
number
in a big
you have
city.
Dialed has been disconnected.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you couldn't get through. So I call the county clerk. Hello? I go, Mary, like that. She goes, yeah, hi. It's Joe Pizzo. But Joe, how are you? You hear what I'm saying? Right there. That's the way the country should be. We should be able to call whoever's in charge with that. She's kind of famous in the area in Hunterdon County. Mary, and I don't want to give her last name. I don't want to embarrass her. You can look it up. So she goes, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm an independent now. She goes, no, I know. I sent you the form. I said, I know. So now I can't vote in the primary, right? I'm just double checking because I'm guilty about everything. And I said, why not be guilty about not voting in a primary? Because that goes right through my wheelhouse. I'm just guilt-ridden, you know? So she goes, no, you go, you can join another party at that time right there at the voting place. And then you could vote the way you want. I'm going like, but I did that last time. To vote for Kim Guadagno when she ran for a governor, and to vote for Donald Trump. I went down there and I did. She goes, yeah. And then she goes, and I go, well, I like that. I go, well, and she goes, Joe, you got to vote. Now I'm going to get, this is like the hometown. She goes, Joe, you got to go vote. You're going to go down. I'm going to send you right now in the mail so you could change back to being an independent, get down to your voting place and show up, register one way or the other. And she didn't tell me who to vote for. She goes, register one way or the other. You go in, vote, because you need your vote. And I will send you your little form that can make you an independent again. And I go, okay, Mary. Okay, I'll go. So now I put my jeans on. And now the voting place, which is great. Yeah.
Hey, put your jeans on. What were you wearing before that?
I'm 2 minutes from like the voting booth, you know? And so I put the jeans. I was in my sweatpants or something like that. I'm going to walk around town in my sweatpants. So I go down to the voting booth. Now, this is 2 minutes from my house. So I go in, and now it's busy. I mean busy, you know? And everybody's running around, and everybody's running around voting, and everybody's there. And I go, and then it was so nice, and I walk in, and everybody welcoming. I'm telling you, this is what's great about a small town America. This was great about America, you know. And walk in. Hey, Joe, how you doing? We're going. Where am I going? I'm going. Oh, district day. I go to the district. I walk over. Joe, how are you doing? We talk. How's this? How's that? And we're talking. We're joking. You doing? I said, now, Mary told me. And they all know Mary. They went, oh, Mary told me. I said, well, I got to figure out what I'm doing. So now stay with me on my line of thought, please, because I want you to call me and tell me. Because I tell you these things because I think you feel the same way I do. Just hold that thought for a second, you know, because before I left, I have got this great And I know the guy's going to bust my chops, but I got this great new gal that's working for me, and she's great, you know. And she's got the cutest little kid. And I said, bring the kid over, because, you know me with kids, I love kids. So she, and she's great. So now, and I don't want to mention her name, get her in trouble. Listen to me on this. This is unbelievable. And this really just totally showed me how I should vote. She's young. She's a young mother, and she does a great job. She's straightening up my house. Because if you know what, if you don't straighten up your house, you turn it to one of those hoarders. I'll be on like TV doing the hoarder thing. I mean, right? I'll be like Joe Piscopo is a hoarder, you know. So I say she no. She says to me out of clear blue sky, because this little beautiful little kid is watching Nickelodeon, and out of the clear blue sky, this great gal says to me, "You know what?" You know what Nickelodeon's doing? She goes, I go, what? She goes, they have an ad. Listen to me on this. They have an ad how kids should become, change their gender if they want. And I went, whoa. As I took my little notepad out, because I knew I'd want to talk to you about it in the morning. Listen to this. So she goes, yeah, let me show it to you. She calls up the ad. I think it's a drag queen. Listen, I don't care what you are. I don't care what you want to be. I really don't. I've been brought up in a business. My mentor and my hero in high school was this great gay guy. We didn't think about it. I didn't think about it. You know, I don't care. I know what I am. I'm not going to apologize for being a hopeless heterosexual. I'm not going to apologize for that. So she shows me this ad. It's a drag queen saying, oh, if you don't feel like you're a girl, then you shouldn't be a girl. If you don't feel like you're a boy, it's a song to kids. The kids 4 years old. They're brainwashing the kids on Nickelodeon. They don't know. And this poor young mother said to me, Joe, why are they pushing it? If you're a heterosexual, do they push heterosexuality? What a bright thing to say. Because do they do, you should like boys, you should like girls. I mean, they don't. So if you're not going to do about heterosexuality, this is not anti-gender anything. But if you're not going to push heterosexuality, why would you push the trans lifestyle to four-year-old children? What are they doing? I was stunned. And I said, you know, I have to tell you that you really instill my hope about the future of this country, because that's you. You're very young. You're a great mom. This gal is great. And she was upset. I said, you know, it's a political agenda. I mean, it's like I'm talking to my daughter. What am I going to say? They're going to say, we shouldn't feel too crazy or hate anybody. But why they do that, I don't know. Right then and there, after talking to Mary, the county clerk, I went down and I registered as a Republican. I went in and I registered as, I said, yeah, put Republican down. Because of that, because that's the, and it's not even the Democrats. It's the regressive socialists who have hijacked the Democratic Party. Now, why in the name of God would that party worry about a four-year-old kid and what gender that kid is? In the name of God, what purpose are you serving? And I went down there. I said, I thank Mary right on the airway. This girl is great. I'm glad I went down. I said, put me down as a Republican. I said, I'm going in. And I voted right across. And I tell you right now, I don't have anything to hide. I really, really like her sing. And this kid, Phil Rizzo, is a good kid. But I voted for Jack and Republicans right across the board, because you need to power it out. You got to power it up in Jersey, and you got to take it back. And it's because it's happening all around the country. It's unfolding. What's happening in Washington, however they manufactured this, whatever they did with this election, and again, we'll move on, got it. But whatever this administration is, whoever's running it, it's a total fail. And it does nothing but to take down America. Why would you show children that? You know me, I love kids. I'm very sensitive to children. I didn't even have that when I was bringing my kids up. And why isn't... I mean, is there an answer to it? Can you get some kind of, maybe there's a grassroots organization that could respectfully, if you want to be a woman, be a woman, I don't care. Trust me. I have no idea what it's like in the nightclubs coming up in the 1970s, coming up in the entertainment industry in the 1970s, in Hollywood. And I've seen everything. And you know what? I make no apologies that I'm hopelessly heterosexual. You know, I like women, and there it is. Now, do I have to go on TV and preach that? You know, oh, if you're a guy, you should like girls. I'm not going to preach you. I don't care if you, I don't care what you are. I don't care. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to, one, care what you are. Number two, I don't have the time to hate you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to take that turn and I'm going to embrace you, whatever you are. But here it is. So I went in and I voted and I thank Mary. And I'm telling you what, we got to take this country back, mama. It's going down faster. And watching Kamala cut with the embarrassment, she went down there. She couldn't, she doesn't know what she's doing. Oh, Lord, we got a fight on our hands. And by the grace of God, and I think sometimes it's only by the grace of God that we'll get to where we got to go. But, oh, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. And yes, Al, I had sweatpants on. I was going to roll in with my Crocs, my sweatpants on.
Hey, they got Crocs stilettos, you know. They do. They have Crocs. I swear to God. And you know, guess how much they are.
We'll come back. I'm afraid to ask. Crocs stilettos. Go ahead.
$1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Joe on the radio. Joe Sibilia is here. Albert is here. And Debbie's on the roads. And, oh, Debbie, you know what? What an exhausting day I had. I just want to, should I vote? Should I not vote? And I felt so bad. There's a young gal. You'll meet her. She's great. We're all confused. Why are you preaching agendas to our children? Young children. Why are you doing? And you know what? How much do you love drag queens? You just love drag queens. RuPaul, right. Whoever it is, we love you. This is great. Do it whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You know, right. To go read a story to my children as a man dressed as a woman, I got a little problem with that. Is it me? Is it me? I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. My I know. The kids are going to be so confused. Unfortunate, you know?
And this is a good kid, and I think about my children, and my kids aren't, I bring them up accepting everyone. Mm-hmm. They're starting to put everybody in little categories, whether it's your color, whether it's your sex, whether what it is, and then the kids start thinking about it, and they shouldn't be thinking about it. They should, if anything, they should preach love. We should love everybody no matter what, and leave it at that. Hey, Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic, 622. It's foggy out there. Will you please be careful? Joe and Deb worry about you. We worry about you on the road. Yes. Thanks, Debbie Duane.
Yes, we worry about our listeners because we love our listeners. It is kind of foggy out here, especially up at the Bear Mountain Bridge, so be careful over there. Taconic as well, southbound by 301, foggy with an accident here right through Putnam Valley. The Mid-Hudson Bridge just being reopened. Some police department activity wrapping up there. Watch for slowdowns on 22 eastbound by Freeling-Heising Ave in Newark. It's a stalled vehicle. That's causing a delay. Hudson River Crossing still moving okay. Garden State Parkway, the ramp at 136. They're doing emergency guard rail repair because of an earlier accident there. It's busy on the belt, westbound belt by Francis Lewis Boulevard, a collision. And it's still kind of tough at the Throgs Neck Bridge getting into Queens because of a stalled tractor trailer over there. So definitely watch out for that this morning as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, a high of 91. It looks like we may see some more scattered thunderstorms as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress top, and my pillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Legal Gamer.
Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An Ime wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Rhino Shield is it. Did you get Rhino Shielded yet? Yeah, we should get a little, you know, like I put a little I voted sticker on. We should go, I got Rhino Shielded. This could be the last year you paint. Get Rhino Shielded. Talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out about this unique process. Please, Rhino Shield does a ceramic coating, seals your house and building, looks just like paint. It's sprayed on. It bonds completely to everything. Pretty wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, block, vinyl. Rhino Shield comes in any color you want. It has insulating qualities, soundproofing qualities, and is guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. Now, if you call Susan at Rhino Shield today, you get a free on-the-spot estimate. How about that? 877-744-6608. On-the-spot estimate from Susan's 877-744-6608 or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Susan is currently offering you no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, June 9th, with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, 626 on the radio. Let me go to Charlie Finch. The professor has checked in. Charlie, you got the airwaves, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Thanks, Joe. I hate to say it, but Jack Cittarelli's only chance is to pin this, all this bad stuff on Phil Murphy, hammer him with the media and really go negative. And I don't know a Republican in Jersey wouldn't say that. But on a more positive note, Joe, yes, we hear about the Republicans are going to win in 2022 in the congressional races. And by the way, Big Al, the reason people don't vote is because of this permanent campaign, as you just pointed out, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, the Republicans, there are 34 seats up in 2022. 20 are held by the Republicans, Joe. And five of those Republican incumbents have already opted out, including Rob Portman in Ohio and Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, two rhinos, and two Democratic congressmen with blue-collar credentials, Tim Ryan in Ohio and Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania, are going to really run to defeat them. How do I know this? Because Senator Rick Scott of Florida, Joe, who is the head of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, I was just reading his literature. He's already concentrating on these two races, which means the Republicans in the Senate are behind the eight ball already, and they have a very small shot, in my view, especially if they lose those two disputed seats, right, of taking the Senate. Now, on the House side, much better news. Because of the census, there are going to be a lot of new congressional seats in the southwestern and southern states. The Republicans basically have a great candidates all around, and the Democratic House members are already saying, looking at the poll numbers, we're not going to run. But this is the problem, Big Al. We have this permanent campaign. My great-great-great-grandfather, Stephen Baker, founded the Republican Party with President Lincoln. He was a dry goods store owner in Poughkeepsie, and they only served one term. And they passed the Homestead Act together, the Railroad Act, and a bunch of legislation. Our Congress people, even the best ones, don't do the work. That's why the bureaucrats that overthrew President Trump run things. And that's why with Biden going abroad, and God help us with that, because Kamala will be in charge at home. You know what I'm saying? On the more positive note, Joe, Sammy Davis Jr., you made me so very happy. Playboy After Dark with all those bunnies. They couldn't get the greatest man in show business off the stage. Check it out.
That's great stuff, Charlie. Thank you, my friend. Charlie Finch right there. Well, don't forget that this guy, Senator Warnock, that was elected in Georgia. I believe his term is up in 2022. So you got Georgia, too, down there in the Senate. But the fight is just. Let me go to Danielle before we break, if I may. Hi, Danielle. Thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Hi.
So you were talking about the transgender world. So when my son was 3 years old, I knew something was a little different with him. And
really?
I took him to see a psychologist, yes. I knew from three. Mother's intuition, right? So I took her, I said, I think my son has gender identity disorder. I wasn't sure what it was. Sure enough, you know, she's like, no, he's fine. He just models you as a mom. That's why he wants to cook or he wants to do whatever. And I said, okay. But as he's growing up, of course, I started to notice more and more signs. He's not transgender. He's gay. Mm-hmm. But he's a conservative gay. He was a Trump supporter. He is a Trump supporter. He fights with his gay friends about, you know, the things that Trump has done for the LGBTQ community, even though they don't want to hear it because they follow, you know, the trend.
That's right.
But, you know, the difference is we have a student in our school who's quite famous in the transgender world. He's in eighth grade now. And RuPaul promoted him. This kid was dancing around in gay bars in the middle of the night. I mean, it was just disgraceful. But his parents pushed that. So, you know, there's a difference the way you raise these kids. So there's a lot of push from parents. Yeah, and I've noticed another coworker pushing her son.
Wow.
If he wants to wear makeup, go ahead. If you want to wear a dress, go ahead. It's cutesy.
Yeah,
I find it to be terrible. But there is a push. They push them. And that's what's going on right now. A lot of pushing for these kids to become something that maybe they don't want to or they don't understand.
Yeah.
So, Danielle, that.
You are such a great mom. God bless you. God bless you for the great mom
you
are, Danielle.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell a story, but I won't hold you on the phone. But thank you, Danielle. Please call again, okay? Great phone call. Let me stay with me on this for a second, if I may. It's a sensitive issue. Nobody cares if you're gay. Nobody cares. You're gay. You're born gay. I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I support the gay community. I've seen the greatness of the gay community, the way they built up. They joined together. God forbid there is other groups that would join together like the gay community did to build up. West Hollywood was like worse than 42nd Street. I'm old enough to remember that. And then I hate to say it. I don't want to be like this is a I don't want to just draw a generalization, but really, the gay community came in Asbury Park. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen actually started the impetus to bring back Asbury Park. He really did. He went back and he put his money where his mouth is. Then the gay community in Asbury Park is spectacular now. And it's the gay community. So we don't even think about it. I don't think about it. I just don't. It's my business. My mentor in high school, God bless him, rest his soul, he was a big homosexual in the community. Who cares? I don't care. But this is a story, and gosh, I hope I don't get into trouble. Stay close to me, all right? I'm not going to talk about this later. I'll talk about it now before we break. Because I had a friend, and she had a son, and the son was away from her, and then the son said, "I think I'm a woman," and the kid was in college, right? Okay, so she goes, "Well, you think you well, no? You know what she did? She brought that kid back home." She said, "No, wait a minute. Let's take you to a medical doctor before you do anything." She took the kid to the medical doctor, and she said, "I mean, it was these moms. You're right, Danielle. You're right. You got the mom's got the best instinct." The mom says, "I think my son has low testosterone," and so the doctor, his testosterone is low, and so she goes, "Well, let's give the kid testosterone. See what happens." The kid's regular now, and I don't know what normal is anymore, but he's not going to be a woman. He is a guy. And that's because how brave of that woman to take charge. And let me tell you what they were going to do in L.A. They were going to give the kids hormone shots. They started to go to the doctor, and the doctor called them and said, "I'm going to give him hormone shots." For what? Because he wants to be a woman. Whoa. Let's have a full physical to see what happened. She did. She investigated it. And you know what? The kid was like over 18, so he could have done what he wanted. And I so admired this gal for stepping in. But you know what? Why do they want to push that? And we don't care. But if you're going to push it, it's like pushing someone to because you think you want to be one way, and maybe you're of one way, and you want to push your kid that one way. Is that fair to the child? Let the kid grow up let him grow up. And if the kid grows in and he's a teenager and he goes, look, I'm gay, you're gay. What? We love you. And what difference? It doesn't make a difference. Nobody cares. Nobody cares in the 21st century. They really don't. But to push somebody like that, and then they have a whole industry. Yeah, it's an industry. It's the trans industry. What's up with that? I don't care. And then this too, if I may, and then we'll move on. Because I don't like talking about these things, because you and me, and I know you're the same way, you know, we don't care. We're from New York, from New Jersey. Well, you're gay, you're great, great. You like this, you're like, I don't care. I really don't. I love you anyway. I'm not even going to think about it like that. But to push somebody like that, and then I know how hard, because I'm old enough to remember my mentor in high school. It was so painful for him to be a gay guy, you know, a gay man, you know, back in the 60s like that, how he had to hide and he had to cover himself up and he had to play like he was not gay. I mean, why would you, how horrible must that have been? I felt so much for our mentor, our hero, you know, in high school. And he really was. But so I see how the lesbian gay community have fought so hard, because I've been right there in entertainment and I've seen how hard they have worked just to be accepted. Now the quote unquote Democrats are taking the whole people who just want to be trans, people who want to be something, change their sexuality, people want, and they're attaching that to the hard fought fight of the lesbian and gay community. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair. If you're gay, you're gay, and you're lesbian, God bless you, I love you. But now, I like to have, I don't know what, I don't want to be gross on here, but whatever it is, you want to be this, you want to be that, and we're going to attach ourselves to the gay community. But that's not, has nothing to do with the gay community. It's just, it's an alternate lifestyle. You have your right to live it. Go do what you got to do. But don't tell my kid what he has to be. Don't you dare tell my children what he has to be. And don't you dare make that part of the television that he's watching. Or don't you dare pass laws of how my child should be. Don't you dare. Whether you're telling my kid to be a heterosexual or a homosexual or whatever it is, you stay the hell out of my life. That's the problem with government. And who is running this? Who's behind this? There's a concerted effort to do this, to upset us, to divide us. And amicably and pragmatically, and you know, and respectfully, we just got to work through it. So I don't know what the answer is, but I know how I'm voting. I'll tell you that right now, you know? And these words keep echoing in my mind. echoing. When I see this catastrophe, that is the Biden administration, the fail that is the Democratic Party right now. My old party that used to help people. They would care about the kids in the inner cities. When I see the total crash and burn of a great political party like the Democrats, I keep hearing those words. How did you vote for Donald Trump? Do I really have to answer that? Joe on the radio, 637. Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 638. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The man police say is responsible for shooting a 10-year-old boy in Far Rockaway over the weekend is in custody. Police say 29-year-old Jovan Young walked into the 101st precinct last night and is now charged with murder, attempted murder, and criminal possession of a weapon. It was around 9:30 Saturday night when a car pulled up to a house on Beach Street, spraying bullets into the home and fatally striking Justin Wallace in the chest. Yesterday would have been Justin's 11th birthday. A top New Jersey prison official is stepping down after reports of abuse. The state's corrections commissioner, Marcus Hicks, handed down his resignation yesterday. He'll leave the position on June 18th. A report by the former state comptroller revealed Hicks failed to stop abuse at Edna Mahan Correctional Facility in Hunterdon County, the state's only women's prison. The report also led Governor Murphy to announce his plans to shut the facility down. In sports, Gary Sanchez homered as the Yankees beat the Twins 8-4 in Minneapolis, and that breaks a four-game losing streak. The Mets were crushed in Baltimore by the Orioles 10-3. Mets are 4-4 in their last eight games. Stuck in traffic? W. Hames got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to go out to the Whitestone Bridge, getting into Queens, getting reports of an accident, so expect some delays at the Whitestone Bridge. Traffic is also moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 120s. Westbound belt at Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident taking a lane, and the Throgs Neck Bridge is busy as well into Queens, and that's all due to a stalled tractor trailer. So again, Throgs Neck and Whitestone, both very busy Queensbound this morning. Watch for slowdowns on the Cross County eastbound ramp to the Hutch. Some volume building quickly there. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, outbound Lincoln Tunnel, looks like a stalled truck on 495 out by Pleasant Avenue, causing a slight delay. And 287 exit 39 on the southbound side, a down tree. It's in the right lane, so prepare for a slight delay getting through that stretch as well. And the Garden State Parkway south ramp at 136, emergency repairs. Partly cloudy today, chance of a thunderstorm, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
They say that in life, expect the unexpected. No one goes into marriage anticipating divorce, but when you need help navigating the rough waters, Helfand and Associates understands that every family situation is unique. Tanya Helfand is a certified matrimonial attorney in New York and New Jersey with 29 years of experience. Tanya's expertise includes family law, which entails custody, alimony, and child support, as well as complex financial cases and more. Helfand and Associates represents both men and women in family law matters and settle 99% of cases, but is prepared to go to trial and fight for the client. Call, please, 973-428-0800 to schedule a free consultation or email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. Divorce is not the end of the family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life. Be sure to tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Should I Stay or Should I Go? With Tanya Helfand of Helfand and Associates on AM 970, The Answer.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of transresveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find our retail locations. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Resveratrol Max now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, good morning. Joey on the radio, E642 on AM970, The Answer. It's Wednesday, June 9th. I love you, and I want you out of pain. So I invite you get that you go to relieffactor.com and get the 3-week quick start. Discounted to only $19.95. I love it. Garbage day for daddy. Thank you for asking. Yeah, oh, yeah. I got so much garbage. I'm actually cleaning up the house. I'm very excited. It's kind of spring cleaning kind of thing. But meantime, there's garbage cans here, recycling there, you know. And I got to walk. I'm going to walk it down. Mikey's going to help me, as always. But I can do it. I can do the stuff around the house that I want to do, you know, simple stuff, you know, even just live, you know, as I was telling you about the gal that's working for me now, and then she's got this cute little kid, and the kid comes over to me, wants me to hold him, you know, look at me, I'm like that, I'm like Willy Wonka or something with kids, I don't know, they always like me, so you know what, I look down at the kid now, I'm going to bend, listen to me, this is about the pain thing, I'm going to bend down, pick the kid up, and put them, you know, on my arm, like I used to do with all my children. And I go, oh, gosh, this is going to be great, because now my back's going to go out. The back is going to hurt. The shoulder's going to hurt. Right? My knee will start there. But I believe, because I take Relief Factor, I picked that kid up in one swoop, right on there, walked him right outside, put him in. Not a problem. I'm telling you, since I have been taking Relief Factor. It really isn't that wild. Yeah. So it's a little things like that that I mean that you deserve to be able to do, for crying out loud. So get the 3-week quick start. Let's see if it can work for you. Listen, it works for thousands of other people, and it works for me, and I think it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com, please. And then you could call as well, 800-500-8384.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Jersey, baby! Jersey! It's Bruce with Piscopo on am970 The Answer.
I like Max Sweberg in Reddington, Al, you said, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right, at the end of next month.
Oh, yeah, what a drummer. My gosh, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how those guys did it. By the way, politics aside, please, okay? Understood. Max Weinberg, Gary Talon on bass, Roy Binton on piano, you know, and Max hitting the drums. Yeah. I don't know how, at their age, playing like they're playing.
And he's going to be taking requests from the crowd, so.
Oh my God. Fly me to the moon, Max.
Oh, can you imagine?
Love it.
See, that's what I want to go there and be like, Slayer, Raining Blood. Can you do it?
Guns N' Roses! Come on. Guns N' Roses,
hey,
Max!
Guns N' Roses coming back. They're playing at the Hard Rock in September. We're gonna be at the end of the month.
We are back, baby. I'm telling you something. It's going to be great. When we're at the Hard Rock, we want everybody to come down, you know, with law enforcement against drugs. We'll be down there. I'm excited to be down there. I'm playing Oshkosh. And, you know, I walked out of voting yesterday, and the gal came over, who's the first lady of our town, you know, and the mayor came over, and we shook hands. I said, how are you? I said, you guys from here originally? She goes, originally? The mayor goes, I'm from Wisconsin. I go, I'm playing Oshkosh. And they go, yeah. Or now, what are you playing? And so now, apparently, this is going to be a big thing, this Oshkosh Jazz Fest, you know. So we'll be going out there, and we're going out doing some more shows, so we're excited about it. Going back to Lorenzo's in November.
Nice.
And so we're out. And now when Axel goes out, he had was he okay? His voice was okay? Because, I mean, Guns N' Roses,
all right,
legendary group.
So when I saw them, which was 2016, before I was diagnosed with cancer, Axel was very fat, let's just say. He needed to eat a couple
of
salads.
Nice.
No, but it's true. Nice. He was big. And the notorious thing about Guns N' Roses is they don't come out on time. So we were there until like 11:30 before they hit the stage at the Meadowlands, which, you know, listen, I'm getting old. That's, you know, whatever. But then I thought he broke his leg at one point, and he had to be in a chair. But then he filled in for AC/DC. Remember, Brian Johnson had to leave the band because he had a hearing problem, and Axl stepped in and finished the tour with AC/DC, and people gave it rave reviews that he did. Yeah. A great job. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the fat Axl Rose or the thin one.
Because, Elvis.
Let's face it. We've had a pandemic where a lot of people have gained weight. And speaking of that, lifeguards are very scarce right now. Apparently, out on Long Island, they cannot find lifeguards to work. One, they're failing the tests because they're not
this
in shape.
Is great. Yeah.
And two,
great.
Listen to this one. This is great. This story blew my mind today. Yeah. In the Hamptons, they're offering lifeguards $30 an hour, and a summer apartment paid for.
Now that's crazy.
Oh, my
Listen to that.
God,
30 bucks an hour, and your room and board, your room is taken
gone.
Care of.
Sibylia will be gone.
No, no.
Where's our producer?
I'm not going shirtless.
Did you see him?
Forget
did you see him as a lifeguard? He'd be covered in the sunscreen.
No.
He would be white as a ghost.
Me.
All you'd see is the red hair. I mean, come on.
I have to wear a shirt in the pool. I'm like a girl. So
But think about that. They can't find lifeguards because people are paying either way too much money for a lifeguard.
Wow.
Or they simply can't pass the test physically.
Wow. That's scary.
All right.
Is scary.
But here's the other thing.
They should have some big slovenly guy on the guard stand, you know.
Hold on a second.
Could you go get that guy's drowning? Would you go get that guy, please?
So in New York, you would think that there would be an age limit for lifeguards, right? There isn't. You can be 15 and be a lifeguard, but you can be a lifeguard in your 60s. As long as you can pass the physical portions of the test,
that's cool.
They will allow you to be a lifeguard. So, listen, you want something to do for the summer? You're retired? Pass the test?
Hey, see, this is why I like the kid Sibylia, I got to tell you, Al, because he said something, I'm telling you, that really resonated. I wear a shirt in the pool. Don't, if you, unless you look like George Clooney or Brad Pitt, don't take your shirt off.
Yes.
I honestly believe that. I honestly believe that. Unless you're shred, you know, a shred.
Right.
And do not, when I go in, I go to the beach, I have a, you know, the
rash guard.
The rash guard thing.
Yeah.
And I keep an eye, I'm not taking my shirt off. If I was in shape, I guess, and Lord knows I've done it enough. Nah, but not like I should be.
No,
like
no, no, come on. No, come on, gonna, come on.
But, these guys that walk around.
No, no, wait a second, wait a second. I'm round, so I have to wear one of these rash guards when I go in the pool. I don't want to give people a partial eclipse, you know, when I hit the water. So, but I mean.
And I don't want to burn. I went in the pool once on an overcast day without a shirt on, and I was completely red. I was like a lobster.
That's legitimate. But, Joe, you're a good-looking, handsome, in-shape guy.
Thank you. You're like the guy in the coat downstairs.
No, he's not the guy that we met downstairs that day that, you know, I fawned over for about 3 days afterwards. But
the most handsome dude we've ever seen.
Not quite Robert Goulet.
Hi, Mr. Man. Hi. Hi, what's your name? So the best part is that neither one of us got that guy's name. See, that's the best part about it.
I'm going to call this guy worked for a mutual
Vinny Viola,
friend.
Right?
Yeah, Vinny Viola. Yeah. It was great. A Wall Street icon, great guy. And Johnny is one of my best friends. So I said, this guy comes over. If you're new to the show, I'm in the lobby of the station. I go down, and this handsome dude walks up, tall, shred, and he goes, "Hey, Joe, hi. I work for Vinny Viola. How are you? Good to see you, man." And I'm going, "God, are you a superhero or something? Look at you, man!" And then
one of the Avengers.
And then Al walks over. He's so taken by this guy. Al's got his backpack on, and he turns into
Jerry. I'm leaving.
Hello.
Wow. Hello, Mr. Man. How are you?
Very handsome.
Watch
the guy's name is like Norman. Like it's like an obscure, like a weird name.
Jennifer, your wife be calling me saying, "Have you seen Al? He left with some really handsome guy. I can't figure out what happened."
That's when she goes, "All right, good."
Yeah. Let me get that cat's name in. That was Debbie. Oh, good. Every single one of Debbie's guy friends are really good looking. Debbie, you attract all these great looking guys. You really do, Debbie. It's like, God, what are you doing with us? What are you doing with the morning team for crying out loud?
Listen. You guys are very easy on the eyes.
Oh,
but, you know,
Lord.
I didn't get to see that handsome guy in the lobby that day. You know, you guys could have taken a picture at least for me.
That would have been creepy.
Can I take a picture? I want to give it to Debbie. You know what? He was. You know, it was like a Clark Gable kind of thing or a George Clooney kind of thing. You know, you go, whoa, like that. And Al just lost
no silver hair.
I've never seen such a handsome man like you. Say, thank you, sir.
Al got all googly eye.
Well, you know, we're like regular guys. What do we know? You meet somebody like that. Oh, lordy, lordy. Debbie, good morning to you. And I know it's foggy. Will you please be careful out there? It's foggy, and Debbie's got the roast for you.
Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on North Ocean Ave, southbound at 112 in Coram. We're getting reports of an accident on the shoulder, so definitely watch for that this morning. Again, watch out for the fog, as you mentioned. Let's go out to the Whitestone Bridge, right before the span, getting into Queens. It's an accident blocking two lanes. It's still kind of busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens as well, with a couple of stalled tractor trailers just taken care of. Westbound Belt at Francis Lewis Boulevard, a collision, and traffic is still moving slowly at the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the RFK Bridge. We're getting reports of another accident over there. Traffic is slowing down on 22 eastbound by Freeling, Heising Ave, and Newark. That's a stalled vehicle. And watch for slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway North at 156, getting up through Clifton with an accident still being cleared as well. And traffic still moving slowly as you head to the Sawmill South by the Taconic with ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is a metaphor
metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew! For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Looking for advice on that new place you call home? Tune into the one and only Eye on Real Estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun, hot and humid today, with a thunderstorm in the area this afternoon and early this evening. Today's high near 90. Then later tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, though 72. For tomorrow, times of sun and clouds, it won't be as warm and it will turn less humid with a high about 80. For Friday, even cooler with clouds and some sun, high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. So if you have trouble sleeping, we want you to go to the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center, all right? The goal is to improve your health by improving your sleep. They conduct sleep studies for adults and children 12 months of age and up, you know. They accept most insurance plans, including all Medicaid HMOs. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine is licensed, and they're licensed by the state of New Jersey and accredited by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. So the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center, it's located at Homewood Suites Hotel. How cool is that? Because it's really nice. It's by Hilton, of course, in Cranford. Al went there. Al told us, this is Al talking, saved his life. And so if you want to, if you're, you know, you're waking up, you're not sure, it's dangerous. You worry about it. I swear to goodness gracious, I'm going to go there one day just because I want to see how they do it. It's really scientific and it could really, it saved Al's life. So you may want to call 908-994-8694. It's 908-994-8694.
The Ben Shapiro Show, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Ah, I feel good. James! I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year.
How brilliant was that, man? Godfather of soul right there. My former friend, James Brown. Rest in peace, James. Your legacy lives on. Regina Ajayi is going to join us, former chief of staff under Governor Christie, president of Garden State Initiative. What happened with the New Jersey primaries? Regina is very, very knowledgeable on it all, and she will join us live. Maisie Wilhelm is a New York City-based consultant and project manager in the culinary field, working with World Central Kitchen, and that is in Newark, New Jersey. So Maisie will join us. Stephen Moore is checking in, the resident scholar of economics for the Piscopo Show. What's going to go on with the economy? Thomas Homan. Tom is so fired up. What's going on with the border? We had everything under control. What's going on? Tom will break it down. Bill O'Reilly, big news. He's going out, apparently, with President Trump. We're going to tell you what's going on with that, and Michael Goodwin as well. And we are coming right back at you.
News. Opinion.